Nothing on you left, 75 to 80, 100 cotton pickers out there in the field picking cotton. I can remember one old woman with 10 or 12 children, and she would pick better than 1,500 pounds of what we call lint cotton out before the seed was taken out of it. Every day.
Every day?
Every day. She picked the cotton. It was weighed in the field in the wagon. It was then packed and carried to the gin, and the ginning operation went on. Got the seed out of it. The cotton seed well, of course, you got from the cotton seed, you got the cotton seed meal, a very rich fertilizer content. But the rule back in those days was, when daylight came, the hands went to the field, and they stayed there just about dark, just trying to get back in the afternoon, after lunch hour, come back and get the mules and horses fed and watered and put up for the night so they'd be ready to go the next morning.
Did you ever pick cotton yourself?
Oh yeah, I picked a little cotton.
How do you go about that?
Well, it comes out in a little bowl, the cotton, kind of like a rosebud. Mm-hmm. And when cotton reaches maturity, that bowl kind of spreads open like that. You just reach and pull the cotton out. Now, it's easy and it isn't easy. And some people are very adept at it. Some people can pick 100 pounds of cotton in a day. Some couldn't pick that much.
Mm-hmm. How would you hold it? Would you get an armful?
Or? Oh, no. You had a bag, crocus bag. Mm-hmm. You strap it through your shoulder. You pick, take the cotton and put it in the bag. And when the bag got full, you'd empty it into a basket, mm-hmm. Big cotton basket. And then somebody on the place would drive a wagon out, and pick up the loads and carry it back to the warehouse or the farmhouse, there to be weighed up and packed up and identified the way to keep straight on it. But it wasn't a bad proposition picking cotton.
On your father's farm, what different buildings did you have?
Different buildings?
Yes.
Well, the biggest building we had was the home of the overseer. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there were ton of dwellings. Then we had the barn. Mm-hmm. It wasn't any automobiles back in those days, to maintain. It was all horse-drawn vehicles, mm-hmm. or mule-drawn.
Could you describe the barn to me?
Just about like the average barn you see today.
Uh-huh.
It was just a frame, usually a frame roof with a hip type roof. Mm-hmm. Oh, most of the time had metal roof. You see them all over Georgia today.
Mm-hmm. We might be keeping this tape for a long time when people won't be seeing any barns like that anymore. And I was wondering, could you describe it to me? And
well, the barn could be the size they only wanted to make them. Uh-huh. The average barn, I would say, I had one on my farm actually a few years ago, the barn. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the average barn was probably 30 feet wide, mm-hmm. 60 or 70 feet long.